Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am so thankful to be a Pet World Insider. I get to learn about so many incredible things. And really, folks, when you look at the pet world these days, it just seems that there's something new and cool coming out every day. We've got one of those new and cool things to talk about here in this upcoming segment. I got to say, I love stuff like this. So I'm going to bring online here Brian Hare from Dognition. He is their chief scientific officer. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Robert. Glad to be with you.
Well, hey, I love what you guys are doing. I think this is so cool and so needed. I wanted to ask you, for those who don't know what Dognition is, how do you describe it?
Well, I think the exciting thing is that you can find out what your dog's individual profile is in terms of how they think about the world. I think what Dognition celebrates is what makes each individual dog special in terms of how it thinks and feels and how it interacts with others. And so that's what Dognition's all about, is giving you a chance to play some fun games and learn about your dog in a way that you may not have thought about it before.
I think that is so cool. Now, let me ask, how did you come up, or how did Dognition really come to take life?
Well, there's really been a revolution in our understanding of dog psychology, and science has woken up and has gotten very excited about learning about dogs, and I've been part of that. I'm not just chief scientific officer at Dognition, I'm also the director of the Duke Canine Cognition Center at Duke University. And so Dognition happened when I realized that not everybody could bring their dog to Duke to play fun games to learn about how they thought. And so we came up with the idea, well, why don't we give people the opportunity to do it online? Anybody in the world can play some of the games that we play with working dogs, with military dogs, with just everyday dogs, to learn how they think and how they feel. And so that's what Dognition is all about, is letting you do that at home with your own dog.
Very cool. So, in your experience, what makes dogs so unique?
Well, we talk about that in our book, The Genius of Dogs. And it's called The Genius of Dogs because we really are serious. We think there is a genius that makes dogs so successful. And really what it is that relative to other animals, dogs are amazing at using humans in terms of being able to communicate with us and understand what it is that we want. And when I say they're amazing, I mean they're amazing relative to other animals. We've actually done direct comparisons, even with chimpanzees or bonobos, our two closest relatives. And dogs, by far, are much more like human infants in their ability to communicate with us than other animals, including primates.
Interesting. So you have been doing a lot. And by the way, I love the book. I think there is so much to learn. And you really highlighted a lot of unique aspects of that relationship and that bond that we have between ourselves and our dogs. And I think you're right. Dogs really do know how to manipulate us. I know my dogs. I'm not sure who's on which end of the leash sometimes.
Well, that's the fun thing about Dognition is, okay, so it celebrates the individual dog. And we have five different ways that you can measure, or I should say five types of intelligence that you can measure in your dog. I think the thing that Dognition is trying to help you understand about your dog is there's not just one type of intelligence that dogs have, there's many types. And so we help you measure five types. One is empathy, the next is communication. We help you measure your dog's memory and its ability to reason. But the last one that I think you would appreciate, given what you just said about your own dog, is we help you measure your dog's cunning or its ability to be deceptive. And the idea of Dognition is that you play several games that are based on the scientific literature. These are all things published. You play real scientific games with your dog to determine how empathic they are, how communicative they are, And then that data is compared to all the other dogs that have played these games. And you get to find out, well, relative to other dogs, how cunning is your dog? And so maybe your dog, given what you said, is going to be one of those dogs that really uses your, whether you're looking at them or not, whether you have your back turned or not, to decide whether to listen to you. And we have a game that helps you measure that.
Well, I got to say that my two dogs are so cunning that they blame the cat for everything, and we don't even have a cat. So
we don't have a cat for that.
Yeah, exactly. No, great stuff here. Now, I think one of the interesting things is knowing the results can also, it can kind of help you train your dog, right?
Well, the idea is that, you know, there's not a one-size-fits-all approach to training dogs. Just like we wouldn't expect when you bring kids to school, you wouldn't say, well, you have to teach all children exactly the same way. You'd want to know, okay, well, boys and girls, they learn slightly different ways. Some people are more active than others, and so you're going to use different techniques with them. And, you know, some kids are going to be better with visual things, and others are going to be better with auditory learning.
Right.
So it's exactly the same with dogs. What is it that how is it that your dog solves problems, and what's going to be the best way to teach it? And Dognition is really helpful there. I'll give you an example. So we help you measure how communicative your dog is and how reliant it is on its memory. Well, in one case, if you tell your dog to sit or stay or you ask it to do anything, well, the reason it may have a hard time complying or doing what you're asking it to do is because it's actually not that reliant on its memory. It may be a dog that actually is not going to be able to keep in mind what you asked it to do for very long relative to other dogs. So that's a dog that you would use one strategy to work with. You may have a dog that is, and that same dog could be amazing with communicative gestures. So that's a dog that then you would start using hand gestures with a lot more to reinforce what you've asked it to do. You could have another dog that has the exact opposite profile, a dog with an amazing memory but isn't particularly good with hand gestures. And so you use a very different strategy with that dog. Once you play these games that help you measure these five types of intelligence, things that we think are core competencies for being a successful dog, well, you get a report. It's about 15 pages, and it explains to you the science behind what you just did, how your dog compares to all other dogs on each of the different games you play and in each of these different dimensions. And then there's recommendations about how you might use that information. And if you sign up for our year-long subscription, you're going to get all sorts of activities and additional games and other information that will be really fun, specific to your dog and its individual cognitive profile.
Wow, I like that a lot, and that makes a lot of sense. I love this. I got to ask you, have you seen certain breeds fall into a similar pattern, or is one lab different from the next lab different from the next lab?
Well, it may be a little of both. I mean, the first story I have to tell you is my own dog, because talking about celebrating individuals, well, I'm an expert. I do this for a living, so I should be able to really easily predict what my dog would do on all these games. And I was horribly wrong. You know, I thought, for instance, that he would not be particularly empathic, and he scored really, really high on the empathy bonding scale. So I didn't really know my dog as well as I thought I did, and that's what Dognition is all about. It's helping you understand your dog better. Now, the second part is more along the lines of what you just asked about breed differences. It's not just that when you play these games that you're going to learn about your own dog. You're also contributing to helping us learn about all dogs. Because the data that you submit, we will be able to use to do a whole bunch of analyses that no one has ever been able to do because the data just has not existed. So we're all going to learn more about all dogs. And one of the things we have already started to look at is breed differences. One of the fun findings we have is that purebred dogs tend to be more reliant on gestures than mixed breeds. But the fun thing is that mixed breeds tend to be more reliant on their memory than purebred.
Wow.
So it's not that one is smarter than the other. It's they have different strategies or approaches to facing problems in life. And nobody would have predicted those differences, but that's what we're seeing very clearly in our data.
Well, Brian, I want to say thank you for what you're doing. Really appreciate it. I know I'm going to go on. I'm going to do this for Sugar and Zoe. And I think what we'll do is we'll have you back so you can help me go through the results and our listeners can understand how they can interpret them. Folks, if you want to get more information about what Brian and his team have put together, go to dognition.com. Again, that's dognition.com. And don't forget his great book, The Genius of Dogs. Brian, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, this is great fun, and I look forward to being back.
Folks, we'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.